This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
And resilience rises. Not even gravity contains humanity when we explore as one for all.
It was a spectacular launch of the SpaceX rocket just minutes ago from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, with the fiery engines turning night into day. The four astronauts on board will spend the next 27 hours catching up with the International Space Station. This is the first operational flight for the spacecraft. Two astronauts launched aboard the rocket on a test flight earlier this year. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then backtracked, saying he concedes nothing and vowing to keep up a court fight that election law experts say is unlikely to succeed. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkey's president said he favors a permanent two-state division of Cyprus during a visit Sunday to the breakaway Turkish-held north. It was condemned as a provocative move by the internationally recognized Greek-speaking South. The European Union's foreign policy chief criticized the Turkish leader's visit. This is